Shabbos Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Zayin 16:7. We continue to discuss what one may do to prevent the spread of fire. Here we haven't got a fire burning yet, we just have a candle, but we're afraid that the heat from the candle could cause the roof to catch on fire. So it says Kofen Karish Al Gabi Haner. One may turn over a dish above covering a lamp with an open flame. Bishvil Shalo Te'achoz Bakora, so that the fire shouldn't catch onto the beams of the house or roof itself. Here we're talking about a situation, of course, where you're not extinguishing the flame. That would be forbidden all to itself. We're talking about essentially leaving a gap between the overturned plate and the flame so that air can get in, and the flame will continue to burn. It's just that the plate now will retard the spread of the heat so that the house doesn't catch on fire. Obviously, if we have a risk to life and so on, things fall away, but we're talking about a scenario where it's just a matter of property damage, so we can prevent it. A side point, this dish must be used out of non-metal because there is a concern if one used metal directly over a flame, their metal could glow red hot, which is a problem to itself on Shabbos of like kindling. It's red hot, so we can't do that. Another side point is that there's actually machlokas, if you recall, whether one may move a non-muktzah item for the sake of a muktzah item. Here the non-muktzah item is the plate, the muktzah item is the flame. So either the case is that this tana holds not a problem to such a thing, so moving a plate l'chadchila for the sake of fire is not an issue. Alternatively, would be a scenario where, say, for example, he first picked up the plate because he needed the plate for something, or even he needed the place where the plate was. You can move, pick up the plate for that reason. That's hetzer, that's permissible. And once you have it in your hand, you can put it down wherever it's convenient. And here it's convenient to put it between the flame and the beam so that the fire doesn't spread. Speaking of flipping over plates, we have va'al tsoa shel katan. You can also flip over, take a dish upside down and cover excrement. Now, the case of the Mishnah here, if you read it at face value, it sounds like it's shel tsoa, the excrement of a child. That wouldn't make so much sense because there's a general leniency when it comes to what's discussing things in the home which disturb one. They have a status of what's referred to as a gruf shel rei. Gruf shel rei is like a chamber pot. And even though a chamber pot, let's say, is filled with excrement and it would normally be muktza, nevertheless, one is allowed to remove something like that from his home because it bothers him on Shabbos. That's a special leniency in the halachas of muktza. Which is why, for example, you can take, trash bags that are overflowing in your house, whatever it is, out to the garbage. On Shabbos, that's allowed because, again, the trash bags, if they're bothering you and the garbage is bothering you, you can take it out, even though the garbage is muktzah. So if that's the case, so too, if you'd have children excrement in your house, you could just get rid of it directly under that same leniency. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah must be where we're talking about excrement outdoors, and it's not children making the excrement. It's rather, chickens making the excrement. We're concerned that the children playing out in the yard, where the chickens do their thing, the children will play with the excrement from the chickens and get filthy, etc., and that's no good. And therefore, we are saying, yes, you may take the upside-down plate and cover the excrement of the chickens out in the yard so that the child doesn't get dirty. And that's the point here. Okay. Also, another case of flipping over a bowl or a plate, you've got v'al akrav shlo sishoch. You can use the bowl or plate to cover a scorpion so it doesn't sting you. Yeah. Now, we're not talking about a situation where there's a risk to life, of course, or you could just kill the thing out and out, and you have a mitzvah to do so. In fact, I've been on Shabbos, although killing normally is not allowed on Shabbos. The simplest explanation here of the Mishnah is that our Tana is going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a malacha shenetzrich lagufa is only asar medurabanan. And here, by trapping the scorpion, although trapping is tzeda, is one of the lamatas malachas, that's only when you're trying to catch something because you want it. If you're catching something because you don't want it, like the scorpion, now you're in enetzrich lagufa, not the normal use, not the purpose of the malacha, and therefore you're in, according to Reb Shimon, derabanan territory, and derabanans are relaxed if you're preventing injury to people. So we're not talking about risk to life, but injury. So that's our Tana, let's say, goes like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it's just a rabban, and therefore it's lenient. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda reports what actually boils down to being a Maisa Listor, a story that really happened, but it contradicts what we just said. Maisa ba lifnei Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ba Arav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived for 18 years in this town called Arav in the Galil, and the very shot that came to him, it was reported to him that Polony covered a non-lethal scorpion with a plate. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Choshashani lo mechatas. I am afraid that he may indeed be liable to bring a chatas, meaning he did an iser d'oraisa. So the simple understanding here would be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a malacha shena tzricha lagufa is an iser Torah, and therefore one capturing a scorpion, even if he doesn't want the scorpion, is doing the malacha of tzeda, and since there was no risk to life in the scenario that was presented to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so you have a malacha happening on Shabbos, and therefore he did it on purpose, but did know it was usher, hence you got a shogeg situation, and therefore he'd be chayav achatas. Okay, as I've said a number of times already, most Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch go with Rabbi Shimon, that malacha shenitzrich lagufa is only issa derabanan, but it's actually a bigger machlokas.